Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am talking to some of the cast and crew from the upcoming production of Steel Magnolias at CPAC. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm Jennifer Shank. I'm the director of the show.
And I'm Hyla Sue Stellhorn, and I am the scenic designer.
Thanks so much for being here. Why don't you start off by just telling me a little bit about the show?
Sure. Steel Magnolias is a cast of six women. It's set in the mid to late 80s in northwest Louisiana, and it's about six really amazing, strong women who are dealing with life and some of the events that happen in life and how they deal with that and cope with that as friends. And we're incredibly lucky to be getting to do this at CPAC in June, and I have an amazing cast.
So what is one of the things you're most excited about for this show?
Oh, wow. One of the things I'm most excited about is for folks to see the dynamics of these six amazing Cookvillians who are participating in this show, and they bring to life this really powerful story that is not a caricature, it is not a sort of a making fun of, but it is real women dealing with real things, and especially in a time in the late 80s where women didn't always have a voice, especially in the Deep South. So it's a really powerful show, but it's also funny and a big favorite for lots of folks.
I'm super excited for it because it's been one of my favorite movies as long as I can remember. Very curious, how, Hyla, are you going to turn the CPAC stage into a 1980s beauty salon?
Well, there were a couple of challenges with the space. CPAC has such a large stage. It's 40 feet wide. And with a show like Steel Magnolias, you have these very intimate and personal scenes, and you really want these like six women to like connect and be able to relate to each other in the space. So we were talking about, you know, how this space came to be, and Truvy, who owns the salon, her husband, she said the best thing he ever did for me was let me enclose this carport in 1972. So I could run my beauty salon out of it. So we looked at like screen porches and like garage conversions for salons. And, you know, too, like the cost of building materials being what they are right now, we're like, how can we like represent these women, represent this space, but also be cost effective? So it's kind of like the framework of like a screened-in porch with like some lattice. So it's a little light and airy, but it's also really strong and grounded, just like the stories of all these women.
I love that because it is like, it is such a strong story. And it's one of the few that I can think about where it is the entire main cast is all women. Like, there's men, but there's side characters. You don't really need them. So what's the challenge with directing six women?
You know, that's a great question with a wonderfully simple answer. There really isn't a challenge. These women are incredibly gracious. They're incredibly giving to each other. I think one of the best things is we've been rehearsing now for 3 weeks, and we are a very tight-knit group. I'm also proud to say that everybody working on the show, from stage managers, assistant stage managers, our designers we're talking to today, it's all of us are women. So it's really exciting to be creative with lots of strong, wonderful women. It's also wonderful to have these women from all different sort of times in their lives and different walks of life because they bring their own experiences to the characters and make it even richer.
That'll be really fun to see. I heard there's one man involved with the production.
Well, it is. And we are so lucky to have a storyteller, Spotlight Costumes is doing our costumes, and we have a wonderful customer in Anthony who is doing some beautiful pieces to help tell the story. Because everything when you do a play, whether it's designing the set, designing costumes, creating your characters, all comes from a place of telling the story. So we don't want clothes that don't tell the story. We don't want a set that doesn't tell the story. And so we're so lucky to have Spotlight on board too. So we'll take Anthony and claim him.
And Storyteller Theater Company is the force behind it. Laura Holloway, who unfortunately couldn't join us.
She is. She's an amazing woman with such an exciting vision for arts in our community. And so part of that with Storyteller is that she's been looking at producing shows. They did one last summer, if you were lucky enough to see Rabbit Hole. And then we get to do this one this summer over at CPAC. But it's great. We have Kathy Gilpatrick is producing for us, so she's making sure all those I's are dotted and T's are crossed. And We have an amazing group of people who are gathering props and community partners who have allowed us to borrow just about everything we need, or they've given it to us. We're really excited that Root Salon is supporting us and allowing, not only teaching us how to do the hair, so we get gorgeous hairstyles on stage.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but they are also supplying so many of the supplies. You'd be surprised how many bobby pins we go through in a rehearsal. So Root Salon has been a huge partner for us. Office Mart has been incredibly gracious and helped us with lots of the furniture. So we're really excited at how many people in town are on board.
We'll be right back on the scene with more from the cast and crew of Steel Magnolias.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, set a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to some of the cast and crew from the upcoming production of Steel Magnolias. Jennifer and Hyla, why don't you guys give me just a little bit of background on yourselves, you in theater, and what you're doing as part of the show?
Sure. My day job, I am lucky enough to be the dean of the College of Fine Arts at Tennessee Tech. My background is in music, actually. My degrees are in music. I teach music education. But I've had the privilege of being part of theater since I was a kid. I've directed lots of kids' programming, music directed lots of shows, been in lots of shows, and I had the incredible honor to get to direct this very powerful show here and to get involved. I've lived here now for 10 years, but this is my first chance to make theater in Cookeville, and I'm thrilled. So, yeah, so that's who I am, and when I'm not doing this, I'm busy being a mom and a dean.
Perfect. And Hyla, you are here from New York for this. So.
Yes, well, I grew up in Kentucky, and my mom was a high school drama teacher, so I was always helping her out with plays. And then when I went to college, I did some plays just for fun. And then I realized in college that there were all these people who worked behind the scenes. Like I always just saw people on stage, and I didn't realize that there were stage managers and lighting designers. And so as I kind of explored that world more, I realized that I preferred to be behind the scenes rather than in the middle of it. It's just, like, fun to, like, create, like, an imaginary world for these characters and, like, think about, you know, what would someone have, you know, on their dining room table or at their salon station. And I love doing props and, like, hunting for furniture and, like, doing all, like, the little detail e-bits. So it's like playing pretend.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And I definitely understand about, like, seeing shows as you're growing up and not really understanding how much work goes behind it, because I remember going to see, I think I saw Guys and Dolls at a high school when I was in elementary school or middle school, and, like, not realizing why there were all these people just dressed in black running around. And then I finally understood. Now for me, I'd be like, yes, put me in the center of attention, but that's just my vibe.
Well, I started in acting and, you know, I enjoyed it quite a bit. But then there are so many people who want to perform and not as many people who work backstage. And then I realized, like, for every one person on stage, there's like five people backstage making things for that person. So there's so many jobs available in technical theater. And so if you want to do theater, but, you know, you can't find a job acting, or
maybe you're not a good actor.
Yeah, or maybe you just need
some
a different, yeah.
Aren't.
If you like to sew or shop or, you know, just do something, some creative storytelling.
It's great because everyone needs some kind of creative outlet. So that's a perfect one for anyone because you don't need to be like quote unquote creative. You can just be like, hey, I'm going to go do what I normally do, which is sound or make costumes or whatever.
I always tell people, yeah, I got my degree in make believe.
I love that. That's fantastic. Hella, favorite thing about the show?
Oh, man. It's the lines. There's some real zingers, some great one-liners that you'll probably remember from the movie, and then you just incorporate them into your daily.
All right. Jen, same question.
Ooh, I think besides the amazing relationships that these women have, the lines. My absolute favorite line in the whole play is Malin says it, and she's talking to her daughter, Shelby, about her wedding hair, and she says, I thought we had agreed on the advantages of the Jacqueline Smith hairdo. I love that line. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, bless it. All right. How can people get tickets? When is this?
Sure. Gosh, we'd love for everybody to come. Our show runs the weekend of June 17th and 18th. Again, the 24th and 25th, all at 7:30. And Sunday, June 19th at 2 o'clock for those folks that are not night people, which we totally get. And they can get tickets at through the CPAC website, or they can call CPAC. And nighttime shows start at 7:30. Sunday show starts at 2.
Sounds perfect. I know I'm really excited to see it on opening night. Can't wait to see what y'all have done. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by the cast and crew of the Storyteller Theater Company upcoming production of Steel Magnolias at CPAC. Why don't you all go ahead and introduce yourselves?
I'm Holly Mills. I play Malin Eatonton.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Holland. I play Truvy Jones.
My name is Betsy Scaresbrick, and I play Shelby Eatonton Latchery.
Excellent. So I'm going to go ahead and just ask the same question to everybody. So what is your favorite part about playing your character?
I think my favorite part is the banter. Not even necessarily just with my character. My favorite part is the banter and the conversations that all of these women have with each other. I think, and specifically with my character, I like the banter with my mom, Malin, because it is so much like how I talk to my own mom, and we pick at each other, but we love each other. And I think that's probably my favorite part, is that the fact that it's funny, but it's also real.
I think that's one of the like things that endears people to Steel Magnolias all these years later, is it does feel very real.
I agree. I like that we give each other a hard time, but we're there for each other. And I love that I get to play Truvy, because my place is kind of the hub for all of that, and that I really love it.
I have two parts. Mostly I will say that I agree with the others. The banter and the female relationships, not something that I have a lot of in my life, so it's actually fun to play that out on stage. And the other thing is, I feel sort of sorry, not sorry, is I definitely love emotional parts, because I love to get deep into that. And when people can say, oh, you made me cry, or you really made me laugh, or made me feel something, Malin offers a lot of opportunity to do that for the audience. So I really love that, too.
I'll be bringing a box of Kleenex to opening night, because I cannot.
That's wise.
I've seen the movie Steel Magnolias 700 times. And I cry every time, like a little baby. So I'll be bringing Kleenex. What's something you like about doing a production like this? It's small. We're in a small town. What's something that makes that special?
I think what makes it special is that we're able to form such close relationships, even though it's a short process, because there's just six of us. So we're all on stage together. It's not like two people have specific scenes together. And so while they're acting on stage, everybody else is backstage. No, we're all mostly on stage together all the time. And so I think that kind of strengthens our relationships personally, but then also strengthens our relationships on stage.
Absolutely. There's something magical that happens with every cast. You know, you have this group for a moment that is really never a group ever again. I know that sounds dramatic, but that's what it is. You know, you create this family that's never really, I've done some things with Holly. I've never done anything with Betsy. So I'm super excited about that. But, and the cool thing is that we never have a rehearsal where, oh, they don't have to be here tonight. No, we're all there, which is, it's really cool.
Yeah, definitely. Again, the all women thing for me is really special because I sort of got into this game a little late, I feel like, in life. And though I've done some things, it's often still I'm coming up against that age and gender roles situation. So to have a production with six female roles was, it's just, it's unbelievable. And even though we're a small town, we really knock out a great show and it looks like a big production, even though it's still somewhat small. You know, we don't scrimp on details.
Six female roles and you don't have to worry about being too old for them.
No.
I think that was... I was excited about that one.
Exactly.
That is a beautiful thing about it. Last question. Favorite thing or the thing you most identify with your character?
Don't everybody talk at once.
Right? That's a hard one.
Well, I'll go ahead. I am a mother. I most identify with that worry. I will say Malin has more grave things to worry about than I have had thus far in life. But... that is the most identifiable thing between me and Malin, is just that you never stop worrying about your child, no matter how old they get and how far away they move.
So. My mama, and I'm not going to reveal her age, but would say the exact same thing.
I think I have always been fascinated with hair, so it was really exciting to me for me to be able to play Truvy, and we actually went to Roots Salon and sat down with Emily, and she and I nerded out the whole time we were there. It was like, do I get to try this? Do I get to try this? I don't care if I'm doing it in the show. Can I try it? You know, and she was great about that. So it was really cool too. Even though it's, you know, an 80s beauty shop as opposed to, I've still just always been fascinated with it. I grew up going to my nanny's neighborhood beauty shop with her on Saturday morning. So, and it was very similar to this. It was the ladies of the neighborhood on Saturday mornings. And, you know, they left looking very much like they looked when they walked through the door, but they're, but that camaraderie, but also the hair. I've always been fascinated with it. I never chose a career in it, but it was always kind of cool to me. So it's been really fun learning how to do that as well as my lines. So.
I think for me, the most relatable part is the love that Shelby has for her family and her friends and her community, for her people. Because I think the one thing about Shelby is that she's always going to be in your corner. And I think that's something I really try to do and show to the people I love that I love them by having their backs, by being in their corner, by wanting to care for them. And I think that's the thing that Shelby really emphasizes, is that love and sharing that love and making sure people feel loved and included.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm joined by the cast and crew of the Storyteller Theater Company upcoming production of Steel Magnolias at CPAC. So start off by introducing yourself and your character.
My name is Joyce Tatum, and in Steel Magnolias, I play the part of Weezer.
Always a fan favorite.
My name is Tina Thurman, and I play the part of Clarie Belcher.
Nice.
My name is Sarah Cooper, and I play the part of Annelle Dubois.
Wonderful. Very excited to see the show. It's coming up real fast. What is your favorite thing about the character you play?
Oh, with Weezer? Everything. I get to say words that I don't usually repeat on stage.
Love that.
I think the same thing. I enjoy that, too. I also enjoy my dialogue with Weezer because she and I have some really good, fun parts together. But Clarie is also just very, a lot more polished than I really am in life. So
she is,
I think she's just a little bit more, you know.
Old Southern mom.
Yes. And so she could probably cut you with a knife in the sweetest voice and you would never know. So I think that's why I like her.
Love that. And then Annelle.
Yeah, I enjoy Annelle's sort of her that she's learning. She's this newcomer in this new place, and she's surrounded by all these crazy characters and can still kind of figure out who she is. And I really enjoy that, you know, being one of the younger pieces of the cast, I really relate to her, that she has all these strong female role models to learn from.
That's such an important thing, and I think it's one of the things people love about Steel Magnolias, because it's these six amazing women, and how many shows are there like that? Shows like this, it's a smaller show, because again, it's just the six characters. We're in a small area, small town. What do you really like about doing a production this size in an area like this?
I really like it. You get to know your character and the people that are playing the other parts. You get to know their character and their personalities. And, I mean, Weezer gives everybody a hard time. She pulls no punches, and poor Anel. I'm so sorry, Anel. I do treat her badly at times and say things that I shouldn't say. I should be nicer, but it's just not in Weezer's personality to be nice.
Well, Clarie really tries to put you in your place, but I don't know that she's made it just quite yet.
Well, as Clarie says, if you don't have something nice to say, come sit here by me.
Exactly, exactly.
So same question. What do you like about doing a show this size in this area?
Well, this is my first show ever.
So oh, wonderful.
I've never been, you know, on stage in a theater, so this is my first one. So I really don't have anything to, you know, compare it to, but to me, this is huge because it's something I've always wanted to do and just now getting to do that. So I love the comedy part of that. I love just working with everybody. I'm learning a whole lot that I didn't know about. So I think that this has been a dream I've had to do, and so I'm really excited about it.
Wonderful. And Sarah?
Small cast, you get so intimate with each other, and it just becomes almost like a little family. You have all these in-jokes, and everyone in this cast is so talented, and we're all having such a ball. It's been really fun.
What do you find most relatable about the character you're playing?
Weezer says the things out loud that I personally think in my brain. That doesn't make sense, though, does it? Because I do say things, but I try to be nice. But I'm not nearly as nice as Malin.
Who is? Let's be real.
As for me, for Clarie, as far as being relatable, maybe I'd like to be a little bit more like her because she is more polished in what she does. She does love football, and her husband was a former mayor. My husband's not a former mayor, but he is a judge. So I do have some of that aspect there, getting to do things. But she's just really, I think, funny. She also is very caring, and her and Weezer are best friends. You would never know it, but they really are. And Clarie, I think, kind of tries to be somewhat of the glue, I think, because she wants everything to be smoothed over and trying to help everybody. But she does have her little moments as well that she can get
like with
Weezer.
When she wants to make her shirts, I slapped Weezer Bordeaux.
Yes, when she wants to do that, yes. But she,
yeah, I need to talk to you about that. Slapping me is not a good thing.
But, you know, if it makes money and for the football team, you know, we can do that. Because it's all about that.
Football.
All right, and Sarah.
I think Anel, through at least the first part of the show, is really trying to, like, figure out who she is and where she fits in this family of women and in this new town she's in. And I find that very relatable. I've always felt a little bit like an outsider. But the one thing I admire most about her, and I'm sorry if this is another question that you're going to ask, is that she has the ability to look positively on any situation and to strive to be the best person she can be.
I do really love that about her. And I think that is something that's relatable with a lot of people, especially like when you come into a new group, is you're trying to figure out who you are and how you relate to everybody.